All men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of
happiness. If liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what they do not want to hear.
Make America great again.
The Big Mig.
Welcome back to the Big Mig Show. It's not like you guys don't know where you're at. You're here in our studios in New Jersey and Denver. George Ballantine at my side. Of course, your host, Lance Migliaccio. George, racking and rolling, snapping necks and cashing checks. It's what he does. At the end of the day, it's another day. Another day of tip of the spear, and if liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what they do not want to hear. And you know, on this show, we do it each and every episode. We bring you the evidence, the sauce, the receipts, the facts, the right guests. Tonight will be no different. We've got J.R. Majewski on with us. We're going to go into details on all sorts of things, things that obviously our government and all these political parties don't want you to know. That's always the plan. Expose them, because we are the edge of the knife. And you guys know this, if you're being attacked, it's because you are a threat and you are over the target. Today is no different. That's what we do. I want to thank our sponsors, seaofmud.com, patriotic apparel for the whole family. The Big Mig, all caps, is the promo code. Get over there, buy something, support the Big Mig. They've got the Big Mig swag, t-shirts, hoodies. We want you to go over there. George is working on some new designs. He's not sure what road he's going down, but that should be out pretty soon. At the end of the day, we want you to support our sponsors and use the promo code. Again, the promo code is just to get you guys the best deal. And so our sponsors know we're actually working for them. Beard Vet Coffee, that's beardvet.com. Beard Vet Tactical, Beard Vet Energy. And of course, they've got Keurigs, which I love because you know I'm lazy when it comes to. I'm not one of those grind your beans kind of guy. I just want to slap it in the machine, load up with 8 or 10, 12 cups a day so I can get nice and edgy and irritate George. It's what I do best. And of course, Original Glory. New product, new branding. Let me move it over a little bit to the camera. Whoop, going the wrong way. There it is. They've come out with this and a light beer product. They're doing a crowdfunding platform. We appreciate those guys that came back to us because they loved working with us the first time. They did a rewrap and they are rocking. If you want to get involved in a beer company that has their brain in the right place, that isn't woke, believes in the parallel economy and supporting this great American country, get over there and support these guys. If you like light beer, give them a try. American Pilsner, all American made. So, FlynnMovie.com/TheBigMig. Get over there. They are touring like an SOB. We were on a private call today with General Flynn. Lots of great information. They're rocking, getting great returns. Number one streamed. Obviously the number one DVD in America. Now they're being streamed by Amazon, Apple, and many other platforms. Look for it if you don't want to buy the DVD. I recommend you buy the DVD off the website. You also get a download code for the streaming. That way you can actually hold on to a hard copy of it. He is dropping truth bombs on the road in the video. I say do it. And don't forget to join the Big Mig community on X. It's at the top of our The Big Mig Show profile on X. Get over there, join it. You'll get lots of drops. You'll know about the interviews we've got coming. I don't know what just happened there, George. I apologize. Let's see. We go by the right camera. You want to have the right spot, right?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing.
Let's go, Lance. Cameras.
There it is. I'm back. At the end of the day, here's the deal. J.R. Majewski, George, throw up the thumbnail. Let's talk about him here for a minute. He's backstage and ready to rock and roll like he always is. The consummate professional. It's a big club and you ain't in it. That's right. They're talking about us. And JR is going to tell you firsthand how they treated him on his first run. But George, I have a feeling, I'm feeling a tone here in the audience that our audience isn't ready to rock and roll yet.
I don't know. I'm looking at the chat. I'm getting that vibe. It is Wednesday, hump day, middle of the week. I don't know what's going on, but you know what? You know how me and Lance, what we're going to do for you guys right now. We got two special little things coming up.
Just now, to get you. The first video, I want you guys to realize that we are the man talking. And you guys, at this point, the way I'm feeling is you might very well be the rooster.
Ah, verdad, cabrón? Ah, verdad? Cabrón? Sí, no dejas dormir. Ah, ¿verdad que no es la misma?
Just like you guys, we're here to wake you up. You saw him. He had to wake his rooster up. That's unusual. You know, roosters are usually first out of the sack. Maybe he was partying up late last night. And now that we've got your attention, George, let's set it.
Let's kick it.
Boom! We like to play a little music to get it going.
Get the fuck out of bed, bitch. Go. Wake up, bitch, get up.
Are you awake now, everybody?
Well, we're hoping we woke you up. Maybe do a few calisthenics if you're not, because you're going to have to be ready for J.R. Majewski, U.S. Air Force veteran of Operation Enduring Freedom, Global War on Terrorism Expeditionary Medal Award winner, 20-year nuclear power expert with experience in physical and cybersecurity and spent nuclear fuel. And good, guess what, America? He does not steal luggage. We know that about him. He is not a luggage stealer. We know previously in jobs within our nuclear disposal program, we had luggage stealers and transdressers. I don't know why. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
It's a common denominator with trans people working, trans or gay people working in this administration.
It seems safe to me. Let's load some more of them up in there and see if they can steal some nuclear fuel spent rods and or sell them out on the open
bang
market.
Bang into Senate chambers, whatever they're doing, all kinds
of crazy. Now, he got the golden ticket, as you guys know, former Trump-endorsed congressional nominee for Ohio's 9th congressional district. That's about as high an endorsement as you can get anywhere on the planet, in my opinion. George, you are concerned. I know you were talking about it backstage. I think this video is appropriate for you to play now.
Yeah, so this video, I want you guys all to pay attention, because what Lance just said is he got the ultimate gold medal, the ultimate from Trump, the endorsement. And now you're going to ask yourselves, why is he not in a race? When you have Trump here saying, if we don't win this election, I don't think our country is going to survive. Well, if we don't get people like J.R. Majewski in office to back Trump up, how are we going to survive? Because you can put Trump in there, but if you don't have we don't have a Republican House and Senate to push our agenda, it's useless. So I want to play this video real quick. This is from today in Wisconsin.
Let's bring JR in right after the video, George.
Result of chain migration, the numbers will quickly explode beyond all control. It's going to be out of control because under chain migration, they can bring everybody they ever touched. Under no circumstances should we bring thousands of refugees from Hamas-controlled terrorist epicenters like Gaza to America. We just can't do it. You know, we also have to run our country. It's nice to be nice. It's nice to be good. We got to run our country. Our country's in trouble. Our country might not survive. I'll tell you what, if we don't win this election, I don't think our country's going to survive. I will say it. And I've never said that publicly, I don't think. But I felt it for a long time. I actually think our country's not going to survive. There are plenty of neighboring Muslim countries to take them. They should take them. They don't want them, by the way. They don't want them. They don't want them. We do not need a jihad in the United States of America. We do not need our once great cities to become hotbeds of terrorism. And on day one of the Trump presidency, I'm restoring the travel ban, suspending refugee admissions, and keeping terrorists the hell out of our country, like I had it before. I had it before. We had it so good.
Welcome to the Big Mig Show, Mr. J.R. Majewski.
Thanks, guys. Glad to
be
here.
How are you? It's great to have you on the show. Hopefully we woke you up there a little bit. We want to make sure you're fired up, because I've seen you fired up before on many of your interviews. You know what you're doing. You've worked very closely with Roger Stone. Obviously got the golden ticket. You went viral. And I got to give you credit. It's hard. I don't know how you did this so perfectly. I'm surprised the NFL hasn't reached out to you. to make sure you're doing this for them all over the country. George, play media four. And then, George, we got to do the overhead drone shot because it just shows how perfect it is. reminds me of some of the mountain art that the Mayans did with the snakes and the rest of that. I'm wondering what your strategy was. Maybe you dug into some old technology.
I have a question for you on this.
Yeah. Yeah.
What'd you use? Spray paint? Like what? How'd you do it?
I used paint that is used by the NFL and collegiate sports. So it's a chalk-based paint, environmentally friendly. Yeah. Put it on with an industrial sprayer.
Unbelievable. And it's so perfect. George, give the overhead from the drone. I mean, come on, stop it. At the end of the day, he killed it. I'm sure Trump loved it. I know a lot of people did. I loved it the first time I saw it.
That's awesome. Look at that. Boom.
Now, JR, before we fire up here, you sent me a video that I really want to play for the audience. So if you can just wait a moment, because this really sets the tone. I don't like what they did to you. I don't like what's going on in D.C. I don't like the system. I don't like the people in there. I'd be surprised if we have 10 or 15 honest men and women. I think after drug tests and after investigations from their cell phones and computers and their financial records, I think we'd be surprised if we ended up with 10 or 15 honest men and women. And it's a shame. It's a uniparty in D.C. I don't trust either side of the aisle. And this really, the situation that happened to you, in my opinion, really proves it. More so than ever, because you are a great guy. They tried to disseminate a message that you were not a hero and you weren't a veteran that had a long history and had served his country. Of course, they tried to undermine you. Let's play this video, George. Let's start there, and then we're going to come right back to you, JR.
The minute that you try to get into their system, they start making you feel like you're less than, you're worthless, you're a dumb fuck.
Is JR Majewski's part of an angry mob breaking past police barricades, starting a riot at the Capitol?
You know, they hit JR very hard, I have to tell you. These are friends of mine. JR was a hero and is a hero, and they hit him very hard with false stuff that he wasn't a hero.
JR Majewski has misrepresented his military record.
And they do that because those are the people that can actually take this shit away from you.
It's a huge threat to them. I mean, I was going to unseat the chairwoman of the Ukrainian caucus, the 40-year longest standing member of Congress in both houses. So they were out to get me, and chicken shit McCarthy stabbed me in the back.
What That's a crazy. Fucking cunt.
And after the election, they found out he was.
J.R. Majewski gave Congresswoman Marcy Kaptur one of her tightest races in 2022.
I was attacked by a political machine.
You know, you could find out a lot about who the real people are. They're going to create change by seeing who they attack.
My team has confirmed that the Air Force recently awarded him the Global War on Terrorism Expeditionary Medal.
How much do you think the military document issue played a role in the race?
Oh, it was significantly impactful. This is the reality of politics, and the American citizen should not have to be dissuaded from running for politics because of this.
And on behalf of our country, I'd like to apologize to J.R. Majewski because you were treated very unfairly. So, okay? You were treated very unfairly, but he is a hero, and everybody now knows it. Thank you, JR, very much. Appreciate it.
Pretty sad, isn't it? But don't worry. Those assholes didn't get rid of me yet. We got a president to elect. I'm here to finish what I started.
It's a big club and you ain't in it. Let's take our audience, JR. I want to take us through kind of the chronological of round one and round two and kind of talk about the dark side of politics and why the system is so stacked against good, honest American patriots like yourself, and what's the system they really use to undermine and attack individuals, you know, family-wise and otherwise. We know all that happened to you, so go ahead.
Well, I mean, first off, when I ran last cycle, I started off my campaign I entered the race when the district was a D+13, which was unwinnable. And I was running against a 40-year incumbent Democrat. And just as luck would have it, the state redistricted the lines here. And the district went from a D+13 to an R+2, R+3. And when that happened, I'd been running already for about 6 or 7 months. We had two state elected officials got in the race. One was a a representative, the other was a senator. And you know, they both essentially just overlooked me. I wasn't part of the club. I wasn't, hadn't been in office before. And they just thought that I was a joke, and they treated me as such. The establishment wouldn't necessarily allow me to speak at events, et cetera, et cetera. And, I did this because, like, you pointed out, I had painted my lawn. President Trump and I got to know each other. He essentially made my Twitter go viral. And so I was kind of running on that platform. And, all I was looking to do when I decided to run was to shake the trees a little bit. I didn't think I could win a D plus 13, but I knew that, I made enough money professionally that I could campaign on my own and not have to worry about getting donors, et cetera. And, just get people riled up about being a Republican and standing up for our constitutional rights. I mean, coming off the backs of COVID, et cetera, and all that other stuff. So, I won the primary and went right into the general election. And, President Trump made some concessions for me. He let me speak at different rallies, but I never really got the acceptance of the National Republican Congressional Committee. They slow walked me into their fundraising operation, and the Democrats, unfortunately, they accessed my military records illegally, and they created a story about me, insinuating that I lied about serving in the Middle East, particularly in Afghanistan, because they had my records and they knew that my records weren't administratively correct. And so I ended up losing the general election. And after that, I fought for about 10, almost 11 hard months with the Air Force to get my records updated, which ultimately led to me getting the Global War on Terrorism medal. But that was, again, 11 months after the fact. And, I decided to run again this cycle, and I was winning the primary pretty handedly. I think I was up 16 points. And then, the establishment did what the establishment does, and they essentially forced me out in a way. I would say the main reason is that they committed that they weren't going to fund my race in the general election if I were to win. And knowing what we all know about the circumstances that Donald Trump is going to be facing when he gets into office, I want this seat to be filled by a Republican. And if the establishment is going to put up $7 million to run a Republican, if that Republican is somewhat America First, that's better than someone being a full-on Democrat. And, at the end of the day, I wasn't willing to get out in the battlefield again and take arrows by myself because of what it did. Not to me. I mean, I can do it, but, the impact it had on my family. It was what they did to me was a shame. They completely destroyed my life professionally, and they continue to do so to this day. The media effects have lingered. The stories haven't been updated, and it's virtually impossible to get their stories pulled back because they keep changing the goalpost, and they change the goalpost just enough so they can keep their stories up. And so I ended up dropping out of the race. And really, what it boiled down to again is if. The way I looked at it was that if this seat was lost and we did lose the House based on how the establishment has treated me already, I made the assumption that if the House is lost and it's lost by, let's say, one or two seats, I would get the blame. I mean, I would just the week before I dropped out, I was named the best America First candidate in the country by the Gateway Pundit. So that was a serious decision for me. It wasn't something I took lightly, but I think we're in a hell of a lot of trouble, and the establishment has continued to manipulate races all over the country. I mean, there's very few candidates this cycle that we can be excited about.
Yeah, there's no doubt. The late award of your fruit salad, as we like to call military hardware that hangs, that's what they call it, obviously, in the military slang, obviously would have made a big difference. The fact that they undermined you, to me, it's slander and libel. It's clear cut. It would be easy, it would seem, for them to fix that, because at the end of the day, the threat of a slander and libel lawsuit is justified, because, in fact, you were an American patriot, you were a serviceman, and you did win awards. So at the end of the day, they're in serious trouble if you ever decided to arm up. I would think that letters, a shot across the bow, would make them remove all the press. At the end of the day, we know that it's unsavory and makes it linger. Have you made any attempt to fire a shot across the bow and tell them you're going to sue them for slander and libel?
Yeah, and unfortunately, they're very keen on the law. slander and libel in the state of Ohio is only good for a year. And unfortunately, unfortunately, my records were updated about 2 weeks prior to the statute of limitations. And the lawyers that I had reached out to, I reached out to some of the best lawyers in the country. They just couldn't put together, you know, what they needed to actually file a lawsuit just because of the fact that, you know, we're talking about Nancy Pelosi's super PAC. We're talking about, you know, the DCCC. I mean, this isn't just like, you know, suing your neighbor Joe. This is, the, you know, a big ordeal. And there could have been more damage, you know, coming out of that than positive. And so because I decided to run, my candidacy kind of depended on how I pivoted from that point. And so, you know, I had the medal and I was willing to wear it on my back and you know, I just went out and fought.
Yeah. At the end of the day, you know, I always think the statute of limitations, there's so many structural impediments they do for people that have been wrongfully attacked. The DOJ is the same way. They try to put structural impediments in place for people that maybe got prosecutorial misconduct, you know, a deprivation of rights under color law, due process violations. They try to make it nearly impossible structurally, so it doesn't surprise me that the state of Ohio also has that. It's a shame because these people sure deserve a kick in the nuts for what they did to you, a swift and hard kick in the nuts decisively. George, your comments, because I know this kind of stuff really pisses you off.
It really does, and it's unfortunate because this was under Ronna McDowell's watch, right?
Rona, bitch. Who cares? POS.
So, I mean, another week or so, if you could have held out, would have been great. I understand, like, your family, and that sucks, and I feel bad for you and your family, my prayers. But you think it would have been different if the regime change in the RNC was there?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Right. But, you know, the other thing about it is, though, we're talking about, you know, the RNC is the overall umbrella, right? And the Senate committee and the Republican Congressional Committee, they fall under the auspices kind of the NRC or of the RNC. So your direct communication is with, you know, whatever chamber of the House that you're in. And so, you know, I'm not sure if Laura would have had the opportunity and the, you know, the curve to get to my candidacy in ample time. And, you know, to be quite frank, I spoke with the president and his team about this. And, you know, I think it's going to be a hard role to pull for any Republican to win this district. We all felt confident that I was that guy. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm willing to fight for the country. And, you know, if that means working in and around President Trump's team, the administration, what have you, you know, I'm willing to do that. And, you know, allow the establishment to, again, have their seat, because the candidate that, you know, I ended up supporting, it's not, I mean, he's not a bad guy. He's not me, but he's certainly not a bad guy.
I don't even know who is it. I don't even know who it is.
What's his name? Problem. Huh? His name is Derek Maron.
Never even heard of him.
I mean, like, at the end of the day, the fact that neither of us have ever heard of him, I agree with you, George. I have no idea who the hell that is. Go ahead.
So, problem. I was going to say, like, so Trump takes in a lot of money with donations. Mm-hmm. And he couldn't have, like, you see so much, I mean, tons of money. He couldn't help out with the campaign?
No, I mean, it's legally impossible, right?
Is it? I don't know on that.
Yeah, I mean, campaign to campaign, there's a ceiling on you know, funding exchange. And, you know, last cycle, Donald Trump made a max donation to my campaign right away. And I believe it was like a $5,000 limit or something like that.
Yeah, right. I think it's $5,600 is the damn limit, which is just
on the
insane.
Super PAC side, I mean, he has, on the super PAC side, legally, you know, he has no control. So then you'd be reliant on a set of consultants that I don't know, assuming that, you know, they would have his, you know, his foresight. And,
you know, the dream I had is to take a guy like Roger Stone and create a super PAC, have it well-funded, and have him get behind the candidates that are the guys that we really need to surround Trump with, because he needs a round of warriors with him. I know that you're one of those guys. Obviously, people like Brandon Gill, Steve Gray, who ran, you know, we look at the
people that are still in and out. Texas.
Jameson Ellis, you know, you have to have deep pockets, but at the same time, you have to have people that you can count on to do the right thing and back you up. Right now, what we have is cowards and traitors. Obviously, they're trying to hand away the house. Johnson's a POS, and I think he's been compromised. George, go ahead.
I mean, if you look the way he struggled, you were struggling donations and money to build your campaign and fight them. Look at the same thing with Dave Williams. He actually fought off Colorado to keep Trump on a ballot. Trump endorsed him, and he's still struggling.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, I had name ID. I mean, my name ID in the district's 92%, I believe. So, I mean, monetarily wasn't necessarily that I had to get my name out there. I just would have to. So we did polling. We had Trump's pollster come in and he looked at the race and could I win the general election? Because we had the establishment telling President Trump that I couldn't win. So I hired his pollster, who is a fantastic dude. He came in, did some polling and showed that 85% of the Republicans who did not vote for me or voted against me, and I believe it was like almost 90% of the independents who did the same, would have voted for me had they knew that my military story was a lie. And so that was the press. That was the you know, the underlying point that we were running on. But the problem is that about 46% knew about it. So we had a big, huge gap to fill. And that cost a lot of money because they spent, I think, I can't remember who said it. I think Rich Barris, but if you look at dollar for dollar, media market wise, no candidate had more money spent against them last cycle in the House than me.
Yeah. Lies, division, and chaos. That's what they thrive on. That's the buffet of the Uniparty. And when they have a guy like you that's over the target that they know they are not going to be able to control, much like us on the Big Mig show, they know they can't buy us. They've already tried a couple of times. It's a problem, right? And they're going to come after you with everything they have. Big Mig Mafia and subscribers, stay tuned. When we come back, ex-Navy SEAL Sean Ryan show, we're going to get JR to stay on and comment on some crazy stuff out of the Middle East that's surfacing now. And that's it. Stay tuned.
See you guys in a few minutes. Don't go nowhere. Be right back. I screwed up. Sorry, peeps.
If we lose freedom here, there is no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Gear up for your toughest jobs or your most rugged excursions. Introducing Sea of Mud Apparel, your go-to destination for clothing that embodies the relentless spirit of rural America. We were blue collar before it was cool to say you work for a living. Let your clothes speak for you. Embrace quality, comfort, and the American way. Shop now at seaofmud.com.
Patriots, listen up. It's time to wake up and smell the freedom. Beard Vet Coffee is here to fuel your American spirit. This isn't just coffee. It's a battle cry in a cup, a declaration of love for the land of the free and the home of the brave. Crafted by the hands of those who've walked the walk, talked the talk, and, yeah, grown the damn beard. Vet founded, vet focused, and beard operated. This is coffee with a mission, a purpose, and a testament to the unyielding American spirit. It's a tribute to the tireless resolve that courses through the veins of our great nation. This is the taste of victory, the flavor of freedom, the coffee that stands as firm as our belief in America's destiny to lead and never to kneel. Beard Vet Coffee is more than a brand. It's a legacy steeped in the principles that make America great. It's for those who stand with pride under the stars and stripes, who uphold the values that light the torch of liberty for the world to see. So, are you ready to supercharge your day the American way? Beard Vet Coffee is not just a choice. It's a declaration of independence from mediocre mornings. Bold, brave, unbound. Brewed for the American patriot. Beard Vet Coffee. Make your mornings great again.
Welcome to the next generation of warfare. Psychological warfare. In modern conflict, the mind is a potent weapon. Discover General Michael T. Flynn's groundbreaking guide, The Citizen's Guide to Fifth Generation Warfare. Unlock tactics, strategies, and the mindset to navigate this cognitive battlefield that we all find ourselves in. Equip yourself against manipulation and emerge unscathed. Unleash your potential. Order now.
Welcome back to the Big Mig Show. Here with your hosts, George Ballantyne, Lance Migliaccio, and our guest, J.R. Majewski, coming live from Ohio, New York City, and Denver. First, I want to give a shout-out to our beautiful sponsors, Beard Vet Coffee, veteran-owned, 12-ounce bag of coffee in different types of blends for $12.99. You cannot beat that price for that bag of coffee for that size. They also have Cura Cups, a.k.a. Grunt Cups, one box of 24 pods for $18.99. Awesome price there, too. Then we have one of my faves right here, Beard Vet Energy Drink, zero carbs, zero calories, and zero sugar for $44.99. Just two squirts of this sucker, and I'll, like, you put in a bottle of water like this, and you're good. That's all you need. 64 ounces lasts forever. Then we have Sea of Mud Patriotic Apparel. All your gear, I'm going to bring it up for you guys so you can see it. Sea of Mud is the embodiment of a Texan and American spirit. They have the Big Mig shirts. You can go buy some right there, right now. Go to seaofmud.com. Use coupon code TheBigMig in all caps. And also for Beard Vet Coffee, go to beardvet.com. Use coupon code TheBigMig in all caps. Then we have our beer companies back. Original Glory Beer. They're the OGs. The brew that embodies America. OG truly resonates with the core of American values. They're doing a crowdfunding campaign. They're back with a vengeance. They represent American values. They represent the country. They have a light beer. Go there. If you want to invest in a company, be part of a company, help our sponsors, help our show, support Made in America. Now, we're just talking about the swamp in D.C. And you look at, like, the Uniparty. They're actually, I believe, JR, that they're sabotaging the party right now, so control goes over to Democrats, so Trump can't get his agenda pushed through. Because it's ridiculous that the RNC would not support an awesome candidate like yourself, and there's other candidates that we're working on campaigns and friends with. But the only thing I can logically think of is they're sabotaging to get rid of Trump. That's it.
Spent your campaign money on jets and limousines, don't you think, George? That's where JR's money went.
The flowers.
So office flowers, $100,000 with the floral arrangements, a $40,000 a month apartment in D.C. I think that's where your campaign money went for Rona's lifestyle. George, what do you think?
Yeah, I just want to make a statement. I'm just going to let you guys know, if Trump wins and guys like, if JR, probably going to be working with Trump campaign, who knows, but if Lance and I get in there, it's on. We're coming for you all. That's a promise. All this nefarious, this lying, cheating, deceiving the American public, it's over. Because I got nothing to lose. I got nothing. We're coming after you. In a good way, though.
More dangerous than a man that has nothing to lose.
I got nothing to lose.
Ivan Raiklin's
married,
got a plan.
I ain't got no kids.
Plan.
I ain't married. I ain't got no kids. Come on. Bring it on, peeps.
I'm glad you guys are talking about that, because you know, the podcast that I've been on, even when I was on the campaign trail, one thing that I was seeing, you know, I won my primary against, you know, the establishment. And I did so by having a good barometer on what the people want, because you know, I never considered myself not one of them. And you know, what I see is that the establishment is running parallel paths. So right now they have Trump in court. They're putting him in a position where it's hard for him to campaign. Right. He's, I think, going to be in a position now very shortly, if this continues, that he's going to have to pick a vice president that might not necessarily be his first choice, but someone that can go out and campaign for him. And so, you know, they're putting him in a compromising position, because there is a slight chance that this, you know, this legal process could put him through the summer. But let's just say, you know, it doesn't work, which I think that they know it's not going to work ultimately. They're just looking to kill time. While we're all focused on that, what we're losing focus on is the House of Representatives and the Senate. And I think that that is their real plan. The real plan is to lose the House and not gain enough seats to win the Senate, so that President Trump has a lame duck Congress and he comes in for the first term. And I think we'll see a rewash of 2019, where he was facing multiple unjust impeachment trials. I think that's their focus, because they know they can't beat him in the ballot box.
I got to say this. Is it just me, or does it seem like that scumbag Hakeem Jeffries already thinks he's the speaker? Has everybody seen the pattern where he's more and more in front of the press and he seems to be answering for Johnson, glad handing Johnson, as if somehow he's already got the gavel? What do you guys think? Am I wrong? Am I right? I mean, it just seems like it.
Anytime you have both sides agreeing on something, you know it's no good.
Yeah, you know the American public is getting screwed.
It's definitely no good. I mean,
especially in today's day.
Yeah. Well, it's a uniparty. George and I can't get that out of our crow on this show. It's there's no doubt that, and I don't like Hakeem Jeffries. I'll say it out loud. He's a scumbag. I don't trust him. I think he's as compromised as so many others in there. And I'm tired of it. But what I'm tired of is them making these decisions, and that's what we're going to go to. We're going to segue into this. So Sean Ryan is a show. He's an ex-Navy SEAL. It's a great show. Guy does a great job. My hat's off to him. If you're not following him over on X, I recommend you go over and find him. If you're not following him, Rumble. And I don't know Sean. This isn't some endorsement he's asked me to do. I have no relationship. We're going to try to get him on the show. But he just pulled a guy on that I'm going to tell you right now, based on his followers, one of them being Eric Prince. I would say this guy is a government intelligence contractor. I don't mean for our government necessarily. I believe he might be working for multiple foreign governments in a good way, though. He has exposed some crazy stuff. If you're not following Legend, we're going to try to get him on the show. He doesn't disclose his identity, obviously, for safety reasons. But when you hear what was dropped in this interview, the first media, I'm going to start off with one of the biggest bombs. Mr. Joe Biden has been sending $40 million, and this is weekly, by the way, not from his own checking account, but from Americans' tax dollars. He's sending the Taliban, and he says here, he's sending them $40 million in cash every single week through the Bank of Afghanistan. George, Media 8, if this isn't a bomb and if this isn't enough to impeach Kamala Harris and Joe Biden and the entire administration, I don't know what is.
They're never going to impeach him. Here we go.
American taxpayer money, your tax dollars, are funding the Taliban right now. And this has been going on since September 2021. On a weekly basis, the United States, the current administration, Mr. Joe Biden, has been sending $40 million, not from his own checking account, Americans' tax dollars. He's sending them $40 million cash every week that ends up in Afghanistan. And it's a very complex system. The money goes to the Afghanistan International Bank that lacks any authority to convert this dollar to Afghani. And so this money, AIB gives it to the Taliban-controlled Central Bank of Afghanistan. When I say Central Bank, think Federal Reserve. Now, who is in charge of Afghanistan's Central Bank right now? Nur Ahmad Agha, sanctioned terrorist, sanctioned by the United States for financing IED attacks against our soldiers that killed American soldiers. He runs the Central Bank.
Yeah, Lance. Nah, they won't impeach him. Nah, they won't do it.
Definitely not. George, your comments on the video, because I'm actually infuriated. I know what I would be doing if I had the authority. People would be getting snatched up in the middle of the night over this.
I'm not
what
shocked.
Do you think, George?
I'm not shocked.
I'm flip the JR.
I'm not shocked. I'm not surprised because, you know, when Biden was Obama, they just sent pallets of cash over to Iran. So why not just send more money to more terrorists? They don't care. They want war. They want, the military industrial complex wants to fund war because, you know, more planes, bullets, and uniforms and stuff, it makes some money go around. But how is this not known to our Congress? How do they not know where this money's going or coming?
Cowards and traitors. JR, your thoughts?
I would say also incompetent. Most members of Congress have absolutely no fucking clue what they're doing. They're only there because they grew up with a silver spoon in their mouth, or some mega donor wanted them to be there because they're malleable and they can be compromised. At the end of the day, staffers run Washington, D.C., and they should have their asses term limited out because they're the real virus. Most members have absolutely, again, they without their staffers, they wouldn't know what the hell to do. They work less than 30 hours a week. And, you know, this is the type of thing that goes on when you delegate all of your powers because you're a bunch of incompetent elites.
No doubt about it. I agree with you. On the battlefield, intelligence is key one. You've got to have on-the-ground intelligence. You've got to have logistics, planning. It all goes together. Without intelligence, it's the worst thing. We know the Afghanistan pullout was just a debacle. We left over $100 billion in weapons and obviously equipment on the battlefield. Even kids in a fort know you're not supposed to leave your cap guns behind when you clear out the fort, when you're overrun, except Congress, Joe Biden, and of course, many others were involved in it. We know how dangerous it was. You saw lots of great stories on the Gateway Pundit. George and I were working directly with people that were giving us information straight from Afghanistan. The day the military pulled out, the Chinese were in there buying our equipment, buying our technology. And whatever they didn't buy is now, a lot of it's on the dark web. You've got cartels better armed than many of the special forces. We just had a piece of news that came out from some of the leaks that they found three sets of the quad mono goggles with actually serial numbers from Afghanistan. Those are $60,000 a set. Now the cartels are using them. If you have seen recent photos of the cartels, these guys look like special forces. They're looking like operators. They're as good as any contractors I've ever seen anywhere in the world, equipment. Now, listen to this one. The U.S. has lost, and again, this is from the Sean Ryan show. I got to tell you, I love what he did here. The U.S. has lost 98% of its collection of capabilities in Afghanistan. Taliban-controlled Afghanistan is home to 27 international terrorist organizations, which makes sense because the Taliban, one of their things is training of terrorist organizations. And during Afghan evac, which I don't know if I'd call it Afghan evac, I'd call it Afghan stupidity and cowardice, Tom West relied on the Taliban terrorists for his intelligence. George, Media 9, and then I want JR to comment, and then you flip to George, JR, because I want to hear what you guys said. I'm choking over here. I'm going to need a vomit bag, one of those airplane bags. George, do you have any?
No.
I'll throw up in my drawer. It's okay.
Yeah, do it.
So the U.S.'s intelligence in Afghanistan at that time was coming from the Taliban, a terrorist organization.
I don't say this. The State Department says this. Mr. Thomas West, the current U.S. Special Envoy to Afghanistan, says this, that he, at the airport, was working with the Taliban, relying on the Taliban. We were losing the intelligence collection capability in Afghanistan as this thing was happening. And today, 2.5 years after all of this, America has lost 98% of its collection capability in Afghanistan.
98%.
Absolutely.
So we have virtually zero intelligence on the ground in Afghanistan, which is essentially a breeding ground for how many terrorist organizations?
27 terrorist organizations and growing every day.
Where do you get your intelligence from?
The National Resistance Front. There is no one else. It's only the resistance versus 27 different terrorist organizations.
JR, does that make you feel warm and fuzzy?
Kind of pisses me off, but at the end of the day, being logical here, even if the United States government had intelligence without capabilities, what the hell would they do? I mean, our military has been essentially deemed incompetent because of our leadership and, you know, the institution of wokeism. So, you know, I kind of go back to you saying, you know, the cluster, which was the pullout of Afghanistan. I mean, Corey Mills has rescued more people from Afghanistan than the United States government, and that's kind of a shame.
Yeah, that's terrible, and that's actually very true. George, comments. I'm sure you're loving what that guy just had to say.
I'm kind of fuming right now, but how do you rely on terrorists for intelligence? I mean, you know that debacle when stupid Biden pulled out?
Probably because the people that are there on the Biden team are terrorists. Yeah. Sorry,
exactly.
Maybe we're paying for terrorists. That makes sense.
$40 million a week. What do you expect for $40 million a week? You can't get top-notch intelligence for that, JR and George.
I mean, you want
only $40 million a week.
You want to know why the withdrawal from over there was so bad? And well, there you go, because they're relying on intelligence from terrorists over there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
The whole Afghanistan-Iraq thing, I mean, Obama dropping off $300 billion worth of pallets of cash and gold, and then, mm-hmm. you know, the weapons being left. I mean,
man pads.
You have to see the writing on the wall. What that is that's the United States government, the military industrial complex, and the establishment running the biggest money laundering operation that the country or the world's ever seen. That's exactly what they're doing. The weapons were left there because they're getting a cut, and the gold,
100.
The cash was sent there because they're getting a cut. Look what FTX, the whole, you know, the whole FTX thing and the manipulation of finances and donations uh-huh. to Kevin McCarthy last cycle.
Yeah.
You know, this big Ukraine payment that was just sent out or just approved, that's exactly what is happening. It's going to fund the politicians that want the Constitution to continue to be available for them to wipe their ass with.
They're still continuing to cover up the SBF debacle. We know that lots of Republicans and Democrats got money on both sides of the aisle, but yet none of them have returned it. That money was stolen from investors. Hopefully they'll see more of that. But I think, you know, any clawback for a normal citizen, if it was you, JR, and SBF had given you some money for your campaign, you can guarantee they would have been kicking in your door to claw back that money. I don't understand why they're not being required to pay it. Any competent and honest bankruptcy trustee would force them to repay that money no matter what the consequences were. Of course, everybody's like going like this, la 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 la, I don't know what you're talking about, money. Of course, that's how they robbed. So now, next piece,
this is real disturbing, this clip, Lance.
The next attack from Taliban, and I want our audience, you guys got to pay attention to this. This is a bombshell. I don't know who the legend guy is, but from my experience years ago, I would have to say that he's a high level operative that's being paid by government contractors. I see Eric Prince follows him. He might be with Blackwater, whoever he's with. He's obviously on the ground. You can tell by his accent and obviously his hat that he's blending in and his beard, although we don't know his identity. So the next attack from Taliban-controlled Afghanistan will make 9/11 look like a dress rehearsal. That is really, really frightening. Go ahead, George.
Whatever the next big attack is against America, it's going to make 9/11 look like a dress rehearsal. None of these guys want to come in second place. If you look at their history and the attacks they have carried out against America, embassy, consulate generals, then moved on to USS Cole, then that first World Trade bombing, and then the big 9/11. So it keeps increasing. Is it going to be planes again going into buildings? Maybe it will be at the border, individuals coming from the southern border. Maybe there will be an attack at LAX airport, at Ronald Reagan airport. Maybe it will be multiple.
I mean, that's how I envision it happening. Lots and lots of incidents like what we just saw in Russia, all scattered throughout the United States. It puts a lot of fear into everyone.
Since 2021 withdrawal, about 40 to 50 individuals on FBI's terror watch list have been apprehended at the southern border.
You know, how many have not been apprehended at the southern border? But most importantly, while everybody's so focused on the southern border, you have illegals coming over the Canadian border over there. And now all these protests is just another way of keeping the focus off what's going on. He said attacks, Lance. I don't know. I believe that it's going to be a coordinated attack across multiple states. It's just the too many signs that have been coming in between the people coming over the border, the terrorists. And how many times have we heard that there might not be an election this year? What would be the perfect way to do it?
It would be a black swan event, a cyber attack on our infrastructure, multi-attacks throughout the country, kinetic and non-kinetic events. At the end of the day, when you look at this, right, we've already heard lots of these stories. We've already heard they captured 10 IEDs at the border. Of course, they tried to quiet that issue down. We know that we've heard about laws and stingers, shoulder-fired weapons, laser-guided and wire-guided munitions, obviously anti-tank weapons that are in the hands of the cartel already. We know the technology is there. We know the cartels are probably better armed. They've had a banner year because of Joe Biden. You can't underestimate the organization. We were told by the NFSC that there are 8 different divisions of military Chinese now in safe houses across the United States. That came from the highest levels of CCP intelligence. We know they've created a liquid polymer mine that can be deployed in ports. It's unidentifiable by Project Orca or any other projects right now that identify UAV, because it's a polymer mine that can be triggered by remote and or close proximity. Can you imagine if they deployed that in all our ports and we couldn't identify it? It would basically shut the ports down. We've already seen some questionable issues with container ships running into primary transit routes in the United States and bridges. I don't know why we've allowed the CCP to buy up farmland next to our military bases, next to a lot of our industrial military. We've also depleted our military stockpiles and our strategic oil reserve. We're more vulnerable than ever, and I think that's what they're counting on. It looks good to them. And here we go. Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and ISIS see America as their North American province, just like Afghanistan is their Khorasan province. Now, I don't know what your knowledge is of that area. That's a frightening comment, JR, to think that they think that America is already an extension. And boy, if it's not funny that Soros is funding these protests all around the country with matching tents, I guess they have to accessorize correctly, matching tents, matching dialogues, matching chants, George Soros, international terrorist, and his son, Alexander Soros, international terrorist. Do you know any of these provinces? Do you know some of these areas? Are you familiar with them at all, JR?
Yeah, somewhat. I mean, when I left the Middle East, we were just getting into most of those areas, but, they do ring a bell. I think the border, when we talk about the southern border, and I think George had kind of hit on this a little bit, but, I live in Ohio and, I'm right on Lake Erie and we have a lot of challenges here. I-80, 90, which runs from California to New York, and 75, which runs from Michigan all the way down to the Florida Keys, runs right through the middle of my district. And that artery there has been used pretty nefariously over the past 10 to 15 mm-hmm. years for, child trafficking, human trafficking, drug smuggling. The cartels are known to be operating here in the counties, and the local county sheriffs are essentially handicapped to do anything against them. And, the one thing that concerns me, I had to get that part out, but the one thing that concerns me is our energy grid, our power grid. With the rolling blackouts, just the susceptibility of our electrical grid right now. People talk about EMPs and things like that, but that's going way above board where they even need to be. A physical attack on our electrical grid would really seal the deal. And we barely have children now that don't even know how to change their bike tire. Hell, they probably don't even ride a bike. What are we going to do if half of the United States or even more?
Parents will be forced to entertain their children. We won't have TikTok any longer to park it in front of them and de-educate them and obviously downgrade their IQs. It's frightening, right? Because we know that the water and power are obviously a primary issue. You cut off people's water supply through cyber attacks. We've already seen some of that happening. We've been warned by Ray, which anything that comes out of Ray's mouth, I have to discount. But is it telegraphing? Is this a plan of the deep state to undermine the country further? I don't know. George, I want to play this video.
Yeah, but I want to add something to this because.
Please do.
Back in March, it was 21st, and a few days before, it was like 5 days, you had Chinese nationals working on cell tower. They were in Chinese military uniforms. This is confirmed. And now this has been happening in other states. I've got confirmation packages on those too. What are they doing up there? God only knows. But this is what people need to be vigilant about. You need to, just keep an eye out. You see stuff like that, document it, times, plates, whatever you can. Just, don't get close because who knows what the police will do because the sheriff, they actually called the sheriff. He actually drove up there, wrote the guy's plate down, and then left. Didn't do anything. Didn't engage them. So.
Yeah, lucky I wasn't a sheriff. If I'd engaged him with extreme prejudice, at the end of the day, I don't think you should have Chinese nationals climbing up on cell towers that can't show you IDs. But of course, we already have to worry about Huawei and many others. The Ericsson report pretty much exposed all that our 9/11 network is compromised, as is the technology that provides a lot of the communication services here in the United States. Media 11, here we are talking about what a great left behind fate of U.S. assets, how we really helped out all these terrorist groups.
What happened to all of the equipment, the weapons, the vehicles, the ammunition, the night vision the U.S. had there stockpiled that we were using for the past 20 years? What happened to all that?
The Taliban have all of them, and it's not just the Taliban. We're talking about $86 billion worth of bases, equipment, military equipment, and the items that you mentioned. All were left for the Taliban, and the Taliban are very generous with their brethren at Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Hamas has them, Haqqani has them, Pakistani Taliban, Tahrik Taliban, they have them. The Taliban have given those weapons to everyone. They're even found in places like Yemen. They're found in North Africa. All of these weapons were left behind. The way I look at it, it's the last gift-wrapped item that Mr. Biden left for the Taliban. And they're using that against the Afghan people. Once they're done with the Afghan people, they're going to continue marching west.
Happy birthday to the Taliban. Happy birthday to the Taliban. I mean, at the end of the day, right? Another gift from the Biden administration, making the world more dangerous. George and JR, why don't you guys jump in? Because I mean, we've already talked about this. They forgot about the 60 service dogs that got left in the airport runway that they didn't want to talk about. They tried to deny it. We uncovered that and gave it to Gateway Pundit. And of course, they put it up. One of my friends from MI6 was actually there that I knew from years ago. And he actually gave me photos and video and all sorts of information proving that, in fact, those were military service dogs, not contractor dogs. But they continue to deny it and lie. George, JR.
Going, JR? I mean,
I would say that, you know, this is another compelling reason why we need Trump back in office. I mean, you have high competence by foreign governments. There's specifically Saudi Arabia that, you know, Trump obviously had a good relationship with the crown prince. I mean, that's the type of application of pressure that needs to be put on these terrorist organizations, because at the end of the day, there is some funding of Hamas and a few other organizations by the Saudi government. I mean, it's just typical politics in Arabia. But, you know, Trump had a very, very good pulse on that. And again, it was peace through strength. And it just goes to show our southern border is just a gateway to an even bigger problem. And but you know what? At the end of the day, I don't know who's worse. I don't know who's more powerful at this point, the Taliban or the Mexican cartels. I really don't know. Oof. That's an honest statement.
Yeah, well said.
It's all different. Taliban has the mountains, you know, their terrain they're familiar with. You put the Mexicans there, I don't think they'll do well, and vice versa. Who knows? But they're both terrible. They both need to be eliminated as far as I'm concerned. We were better off with Trump. Look, Obama, you had ISIS. Trump, we had defeated ISIS. It's simple. Let's not complicate it, people. So vote for freaking Trump. You want peace? Yeah. You want to go to sleep at night, you know, not worrying if there's going to be war? We got war in Ukraine, Israel, Gaza. I mean, I'm surprised Iran and Israel hasn't heated up again. I'm shocked.
Well, what's interesting, they're both really well-funded, both of those groups, the cartels and, of course, the Taliban and many other terrorist organizations. Although I do think the consistent funding, I'm not sure who's better. Of course, the cartels have their own streams, methamphetamine, human trafficking, cocaine, you know, fake prescription drugs. Now they're going into weapons. We understand they've been buying 3D and 4D clones of ghost gunner mills, and they're buying up parts because they assume that all the politicians that are funding that are anti-two-way here in the United States will soon enough try to violate our U.S. Constitution and take away our two-way rights. And they plan on switching the flow of weapons from north to south, to south to north. It's a good plan. It's their next big vertical of income. And that came from some people that know direct contacts at the high levels of the cartel that we got a hold of the information from. But I hate to say this, you're not going to believe this. It looks like Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin agrees with both of you. I hate to say that. I'm not a fan of Lloyd Austin, but here he is talking about, he admits that America and the world was safer and much more stable under President Donald J. Trump.
I'm George. Shocked. Let's play it.
Sahel area has had 8 coups since 2020. Is that correct?
There have been a number there, yes.
Who has been president of the United States since 2020?
Of course, President Biden was inaugurated.
And the amount of Iranian missiles and rockets that's been fired has been vastly increased between 2021 and 2024. Would you agree? Over 159 plus attacks?
There have been a number of attacks. The vast majority of those attacks have been ineffective.
And can you tell me who was president during this time?
Of course, it was President Biden.
In 2019, we were able to put 18 historic peace treaties in place called the Abraham Accords. Do you agree that given the fact that it wasn't since 1979 for Egypt, 1994 for Jordan's normalized relations with Israel, that this was a very good step towards helping with the stabilization of the Middle East?
I do agree with that.
And can you tell me who put that in place?
It was a previous administration, obviously.
Can you tell me who that was exactly, Mr. Secretary?
I
didn't think so. Under the attacks that took place on October 7th of 2023 that resulted in over 1,200 innocent men, women, and children being slaughtered, being raped, being taken hostage, etc., can you tell me who was president at that time?
It was President Biden.
In 2016 and 2020, we recognized that 12% of global trade goes through the Red Sea. And in an effort to try and ensure the safety and security of trade and commerce, which would allow us to keep our goods down, there was a designation as a terrorist organization of the Houthis. Can you tell me who put that designation in place, sir?
It was the previous administration.
And can you tell me who removed that designation, sir?
Of course, it was removed by this administration.
And can you tell me whether or not, just a simple yes or no, that we've seen an increase in disruption and attacks in the Red Sea under this administration?
We have seen increased violence.
Thank you so much, sir. And can you also tell me who was in office in 2014 when Russians came across in Donetsk and also in Lugansk in Ukraine?
President Obama.
And can you tell me who was the vice president at the time?
President Biden.
Can you tell me when you saw the greatest advancement?
6 months ago.
Okay.
You know,
and who was the president at the time?
If we had the ability to...
My point in trying to understand this, Mr. Secretary, is that we have pointed out numerous times, as my previous colleague said, that we are not safer now under this administration than we were previously, which is a contrary statement to what you've said, as I've just outlined. And not to mention the fact that your predecessors, let's just say in the Democrat administration, Secretary Robert Gates, he also made a comment that said, I think he has been wrong on nearly every major foreign policy and national security issue over the past four decades. Can you tell me who he was referencing in that comment?
I believe Secretary Gates was referring.
Can you just please tell me who he was referencing?
President Biden.
President Biden.
But
so what we've established here is that we are not safer under President Biden than we were under President Trump. What we are establishing is that the Abraham Accords was put in place under President Trump to help, and that the things that are occurring in Ukraine, in the Sahel, in Israel, in Afghanistan with the Bosch withdrawal would not have happened under President Trump.
Gentlemen's time has expired. Under Chair now recognizes Biden.
Kind of like Corey Mills, man.
We have a KIA, man down, KIA. I mean, did Mills just drive in the stake into the heart of the problem? We were safer under Donald J. Trump. JR.
Corey Mills is based, man. I'm glad to call him. He's a good friend of mine. And I
he's
love
a beast.
Guy. He was an enlisted guy. So he knows the lingo. He knows how to talk to Austin and you know, unfortunately, that's the propaganda wing of the party right there is Austin. The stars give him some credibility. But as you can see, Corey Mills, whose company actually works for the Defense Department, right? So you could think that if he was a compromised kind of shitbag that he wouldn't take the risk of assaulting the Secretary of Defense. But Corey's a patriot first. He's an American first. And you know, that little linguistic dance that he did with Austin is an absolute gem. And, man, I'm proud of him. I have to text him when this is over and tell him that was great. I didn't see that yet.
Yeah, please do. We're big fans. We'd love to have him on the show. Would you let him know that? We need Corey Mills on this show because I think he's one of the few honest, real America first people left in Congress. George.
Listen, I'll send you his number.
All right. Diversity hire is not working too well for the Biden administration. We'll be back in a few minutes after these messages. Don't go nowhere. Now's you can't leave. Big Mac Mafia. We'll see you in a few.
Boom.
If we lose freedom here, there is no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Gear up for your toughest jobs or your most rugged excursions. Introducing Sea of Mud Apparel, your go-to destination for clothing that embodies the relentless spirit of rural America. We were blue-collar before it was cool to say you work for a living. Let your clothes speak for you. Embrace quality, comfort, and the American way. Shop now at seaofmud.com.
Patriots, listen up. It's time to wake up and smell the freedom. Beard Vet Coffee is here to fuel your American spirit. This isn't just coffee. It's a battle cry in a cup, a declaration of love for the land of the free and the home of the brave. Crafted by the hands of those who've walked the walk, talked the talk, and, grown the damn beard. Vet founded, vet focused, and beard operated. This is coffee with a mission, a purpose, and a testament to the unyielding American spirit. It's a tribute to the tireless resolve that courses through the veins of our great nation. This is the taste of victory, the flavor of freedom, the coffee that stands as firm as our belief in America's destiny to lead and never to kneel. Beard Vet Coffee is more than a brand. It's a legacy steeped in the principles that make America great. It's for those who stand with pride under the stars and stripes, who uphold the values that light the torch of liberty for the world to see. So, are you ready to supercharge your day the American way? Beard Vet Coffee is not just a choice. It's a declaration of independence from mediocre mornings. Bold, brave, unbound. Brewed for the American patriot. Beard Vet Coffee. Make your mornings great again.
Welcome to the next generation of warfare, psychological warfare. In modern conflict, the mind is a potent weapon. Discover General Michael T. Flynn's groundbreaking guide, The Citizen's Guide to Fifth Generation Warfare. Unlock tactics, strategies, and the mindset to navigate this cognitive battlefield that we all find ourselves in. Equip yourself against manipulation and emerge unscathed. Unleash your potential. Order now.
Welcome back to the Big Mig Show. Here we host George Ballantyne, Lance Migliaccio, and our guest, J.R. Miguski. You know, it's funny, guys. You know, we talk about our sponsors all the time. But I was watching J.R., you know, sipping from his tumbler. And I'm pretty sure that's not like a Sea of Mud tumbler or Beard Vet tumbler. Just saying, what? J.R. Just saying.
I have one. Sean sent me one. He sent me a cup and a tumbler. So
he did? Damn, yeah, Sean, I'm trying to get us some business here, Sean.
All the photos with Donald Trump with the beard, those come for me. I send them.
I'm going to bust Sean's chops.
Scoop to our listeners. Well, he credits me for the picture,
so he gives me credit.
Yeah. He's good. He's a great guy.
Like, he's a great guy.
He's out there. Listen, he's out there in Nebraska, you know, doing everything he can to help those people out with tornadoes.
Brutal event. I don't believe we've seen our president or our vice president on the ground there. Of course,
he came to East Palestine, Ohio when they had the incident, because I was with him in War Room with Bannon.
Unbelievable. All right, that's what they do. They duck and cover. They hide in basements. That's the plan.
This next one's going to come as a shocker to everybody. I just want to say. I mean,
George, you found this. This is a big story. I love it, though. Go ahead.
This is a shocker. Look, it really is. You know, hold on to your seats here. Bombshell. Michael Cohen, banker, drops huge bomb in court. His former banker is now testifying that he says Cohen created a company account and used a home equity line of credit to fund with $130,000. Let me see. That was a payment to who? Who is the blonde porno star? What's her name? Stormy Daniels. I mean, come on. And they're still in court.
So he submitted a wire transfer to Keith Richardson, who was representing Stormy Daniels. Now, at no point has he testified that Donald Trump had anything to do with this or made any payments himself. Everything was filled out, financed, and done by Cohen. Shocker. Another case is looking pretty ugly. Hush money payment does not appear to be connected to Trump. Are we going to have an honest DOJ, GR, JR? Are they going to be honest? They always say you can never trust a man in the dress. What do you think the judge will do in this case?
Yeah, I have no idea, man. But what I do know is I think the writing's on the wall. You have the letter from Stormy Daniels. You have the creepy porn lawyer been giving up the ghost on Cohen. Michael Cohen spends his nights on TikTok begging for roses. I mean, I think next week he'll start shaking his ass in a thong. And the guy is desperate for attention and money. And I think that he's doing that because he knows what's coming down the pipe. I mean,
he has no credibility.
Trump's going to be proven innocent, and I think there's going to be some retribution.
Listen, he has no credibility anymore, Cohen, because he's known to lie. He's got caught lying, and now you have this. There should be a motion to dismiss his case right then and there. No ifs, ands, or buts. Motion to dismiss, but you know the judge ain't going to do it.
Dismiss with prejudice is what it should say, because at the end of the day, I think the entire case is compromised, George.
This whole stuff with all these cases on Trump, it's just like what they did against JR using his military stuff against him. Even it was all false. It was whatever, paperwork mishandled, whatever, however it is, but they used that against him. And that's what they're doing like with this with Trump. Even though it's not working, backfiring.
Keep him off the campaign field, you know, get the mugshots. The mugshots backfired on him in the urban community. We know that the urban community is coming out in force for Trump. What? at the end of the day, every time they do this, here we are again, Cohn, he's been unsavory for a long time. Now it looks like the payment never had anything to do with Trump. I don't know what he paid Stormy Daniels for. Maybe he had his own dirt that he needed to cover up. I've never trusted him. Even Michael Avenatti, I think, volunteered to testify.
I wouldn't trust him.
Not that I trust him. Okay, let me be clear. I'm just telling you, Avenatti, I don't trust him, but at the end of the day, it is what it is. But another person I don't trust, George, is Nancy Pelosi. You never know, I never liked her. She's up there with Dianne Feinstein, Adam Schiff, Nadler, and so many others that I think are complete treasonous traitors of this country. Everybody can never figure out how Nancy Pelosi came so vastly wealthy. Dianne Feinstein died with a $96 million estate and a $63 million paid for jet. She only made $6 million in her lifetime. Insider trading, book deals, foreign money, super PACs, good old boy, passed through to friends and family members, dark money foundations, lobbyists. I don't know if I left anything out. You had a great video that you put up on your profile on X, so I stole it from your profile, and I wanted to put it up here. George, play the Nancy Pelosi timeline of being broke and now being mega wealthy.
All right, Lance, but I just want to clarify something. On the Big Mig, we do not steal. We just borrow. I want to clarify that.
Permanently.
I made it myself, so it's all good.
Yeah. Oh, did you make this one?
Yeah.
I made this one.
He might give Dan Scavino a run for his money now.
Dad blew his ass out of the water. He knows it.
All right, hold on. Here we go.
You'll see in Congress, I think, a call to cut off aid to the Contras, all aid to the Contras. I think you'll see the lifting of the embargo to help all.
It was pretty startling, because I knew that it had never happened before, and I was the first elected, but I didn't realize until then the consequences fully. We sent a message to Wall Street. The party is over. The era of golden parachutes for high-flying Wall Street operators is over. We're for the middle class, we're for the people, we're for the corporate special interest. That's the choice the American people have. Although it's quite offensive, but you don't realize that, I guess. The fact is that everything that I have done in my almost, decade now, other legislation that helps to create jobs, to make our country more secure economically, and this is a big picture of undermining democracies, not just in our country, although they like undermining ours. It's important for you to know that the tax bill and this action are directly related. We just have to make sure people know.
That was a global pandemic.
I almost like her better when she's drinking. You can probably understand her better.
What looks older, her talking points or her time in office?
Yeah, you know, and that's at the end of the day, right? I think we need to have term limits. This is what happens. You get them in there and the corruption just goes higher and higher. Rules for thee, not for me. Of course, if you or myself or George insider traded like they did, if we were getting information from any one of the committee hearings or any of the budget hearings, and we decided to operate, buy some puts or some calls or short a stock because we were going to cancel a contract, we would end up against the SEC, the Department of Justice, and with a prison sentence of anywhere from 5 to 15 years. They would also claw back all our assets. It's amazing how many congressional members have become wildly rich on the backs of Americans, violating the laws and statutes of the United States. They think it's okay. I don't think it is. What are your thoughts, George, first, then JR?
I mean, listen, she's vile. How much money is she worth right now? 300 million?
140 some million.
That's it. I thought it was more. I mean, listen, she comes in having no money, but I still don't believe that because her father was a gangster, Lance, if I'm not mistaken. So she comes from a criminal family, so why not, you know, what's the best place to be a criminal? In Congress, because most of them are criminals. I'm going to say most of them, 98.98%, I would say, but how much money has they made off stock markets? I mean, you tell me that they don't get insider information what's going on, and all of a sudden they buy these stocks, and she makes all this money? But meanwhile, nothing has ever happened to her. No, has there been any hearings, any committees on her? Nothing.
Yeah. Right. If it's legal, she would be at the top of my bag and tag list. JR, your thoughts?
So I have a question. I want to ask you a question on this. Hold on. When Trump gets in, and he will get in, folks, the thing is we got to watch out for the Congress and Senate, how they're going to cheat. What do you think his ability, is he going to actually clean all this crap up?
I hope so. It's going to depend on many different things. I think he's going to give it 125%, but you know, it's really going to be about the build out of his team. For the first time in I don't know, many of terms, the vice presidency is going to be extremely important because you're going to have Trump's ambition is not going to be, it's just not going to be compatible with his timeline. He's going to have 4 years to do a lot of stuff because we know Trump is a go-getter. So that being said, he's going to have a vice president that doesn't just sit in Air Force Two, 20 miles away. He's going to need a vice president that can get out, that's trustworthy, that's loyal, that understands the agenda, and that can enforce it. Because the 4 years is going to be a short timeline, and he's going to have to spend probably the first 9 months cleaning up most of the bullshit that Biden put forward.
But speaking of VPs,
don't you guys think, wait, though, he needs to take the melee position and just start, this is gone, go grab this person, go grab this, or this is gone. I mean, really go all out. I mean, cleanup isn't easy. He's going to have to divide it, and then he's going to have to expose these people for what they really are. He's often said, we have everything. Isn't it important to disclose that and really do it with no mercy?
I think he will, but I also think that he's a businessman that's going to operate with a scalpel instead of a hacksaw. I think he knows better now. I mean, a lot of the things that Trump put into place last cycle were undone, and they, just by nature of the process created a vacuum. And I think he has the foresight now to make sure that doesn't happen. I want to talk about the stock market though, real quick though.
Yeah.
I'm a purist when it comes to these things. I don't think we should restrict members of Congress from trading. I think that it should be transparent. So if I give you an example, if Nancy Pelosi wants to make a $4 million purchase of Pfizer stocks, that should go public, and every American should have the opportunity to see that. And there should be a soak period before her trades go live. And that'll give every other American the opportunity to make as much money as Nancy Pelosi is.
It's disgusting because we know they're trading on information that's being passed around the halls of Congress. We know that lobbyists use it as a tool to take control of candidates and say, hey, you ought to take a look at this stock, NVIDIA, take a look. They know about things and they know about acquisitions. That's my problem with it. When I look at the lobbyist network and I look at what they're doing, I think it comes down to this. If you and I can't do it, they shouldn't be able to do it. And that's right. The end of story. I'm not trying to limit congressional members' ability to invest. What I am trying to limit is their ability to violate the laws and statutes that are already on the books. And yet look at us like we're a bunch of scumbags that we shouldn't be able to do the same damn thing. If there is no law, if there's no rule of law, then my opinion, no rule of law, if it's a free for all, just let me know. Because then I know where the bar's at. But the truth of the matter is the laws that are on the books for the SEC for insider trading clearly state that what they're doing is illegal. And I think enough of this. Sovereign immunity, if it was me day one, if I was Donald Trump, I would remove sovereign immunity. It would only be qualified immunity at best. And if you violate the laws, I'd have a completely different division or agency that would investigate each and every one of these members. And I would do it ex post facto regardless, because at the end of the day, they violated a law and they used the DOJ to get around it. The DOJ is unwilling to do their job. Their charter makes it very clear. You can't, I think this at the end of the day, sometimes conservatively approaching people like this, these are dirty, miserable human beings. They believe they're better than all of us. They believe they're better than the American people. I'm going to use this next clip and then I'll let you guys.
Hold on, I want to ask him a question because this is a question I have to get asked.
Yeah, please.
Who would you like to see be the VP for Trump besides yourself?
I wouldn't want to be VP.
Not Lance. He can't do it.
J.D. Vance or Vivek Ramaswamy or Byron Donalds.
Who was the first one?
I like Byron.
I'd be happy with any of those.
Byron Donalds, Vivek, and who else?
J.D. Vance.
J.D. Vance. I heard a lot about J.D. Vance coming down the pipeline, too.
He's a good dude.
Yeah, I like Vance. I
love J.D. Vance.
Okay. So, George, play this video. This is Nancy Pelosi losing it. She's talking about more. And I want to say this to you guys. Everything you see on media, you have to question, even here on the Big Mig Show. I'm not telling you to give us carte blanche. I'm telling you to take the information, investigate it. But here's Nancy Pelosi just fat lying once again on an interview. She's trying to act like Biden's done some incredible job. Our inflation's out of control, 18%+. And that somehow he's created jobs, discounting that the only thing he's done is rebound from the pandemic and all the jobs that were lost. Of course, it was a global pandemic. Listen to her response. This is what liars and cheats
do
and scum do.
Joe Biden is doing that, created 9 million jobs in his term in office. Donald Trump has the worst record of job loss of any president. So we just have to make sure people know.
That was a global pandemic.
He had the worst record of any president. We've had other concerns in our country. If you want to be an apologist for Donald Trump, that may be your role, but it ain't mine. And
I
he
don't
has
think
the worst.
That anybody can accuse and me of that. We.
She didn't like that, huh? Coming from MSNBC.
Well, she doubled down and continued the lie. I mean, okay, JR, you know, your thoughts on, and this is what I mean. These are congressional candidates that are lying to the American public. They use statistics that are lies, just like the crime rate. We just had Nick Bryan on, probably one of the top people for that, or John Lott, excuse me, who really understands. He's an academic. He really understands the crime rate across the United States. The numbers don't make any sense. They're misreporting the crime rate numbers. It's because they've adjusted. They've moved the goalpost, right? It's like an accounting error. Oh, wait, we'll take away all our losses. Let's just move those down to next year. Oh, look, we're profitable. Same thing they've done with the crime rate. Nancy Pelosi does this over and over again. And to me, when you lie to this to the American public, you violated. You should immediately be censured. And I think you should be impeached if you're caught in a dead, bold-faced lie to the American public.
I agree, man. I think this is just a classic example of how the Democrats weaponize propaganda. And it boils down to many different things. Number one, these folks, again, are getting information from their staffers. They probably have no idea. They're reading talking points. They all get the same talking points. They're all aligned. On the Republican side of the aisle, you have a bunch of individuals. You have some that are patriotic. You know, they're armed up, Freedom Caucus, et cetera. Then you have the other side of the Republican establishment that just does and says whatever they want. But really, Republicans in the House right now are extremely good at crying and whining about problems and doing absolutely nothing about it other than sending out a fundraising email. And the Democrats will peel back the onion. They'll develop a strategic plan. They'll have talking points, whether they're wrong or not. They'll all be aligned. And we all know that many birds singing the same tune brings a catchy song. And the Republicans just absolutely can't get the gameplay.
Yeah, we're going to hold another committee. We're going to censure them. We're going to go ahead and meet together. We're going to hold a hearing.
Sean Hannity and
we're
going to investigate. And then, send out a fundraising email tonight by 9:30, right?
Yeah, let's stomp our feet and talk about it, George.
Let's not and say we did. So, you know what's funny? Somebody just said in the chat that Vivek is not eligible to be VP. He says both your parents have to be citizens when you're born in this country. I mean, I just pointed out Obama. I don't know the law on that. Lance, it's your type of thing.
I'm pretty sure his parents were born here. I don't think he's an anchor baby or anything like that.
You know, I don't really know. I didn't really know Vivek before he ran. I didn't really know any background on him. I'm not sure what my feelings are on him. I love Byron Donaldson and I love J.D. Vance. They're both great. I don't like some of the other people's names who've been floated around. I've heard from a couple of different higher level people. I'm not in love with it, but it is what it is. Hopefully, we'll get
I like
a good
Ben business. Carson, but I think
he's not tough enough.
I think we have to think towards the future, right? I mean, yeah. We have to come out of this administration with a torchbearer. If we don't, we lose. Because once Trump is gone from office, he doesn't have four more years. His entire presidency is going to be about the Democratic arm and the uniparty arm, creating a buttress in which they can resist any type of America First candidate. And if Trump doesn't pass that torch while in office, I don't think it'll ever be passed.
I agree with you, but I'd like a guy that's in that vice president position that I can go, man, he's a tough son of a bitch. I love this guy.
So, hold on. I want to add something real quick because somebody just sent it to me. It said Vivek's parents were born in India. And I don't think it matters. As long as you are born in this country, a natural born citizen, you can run. Because face it, Vivek was running for president. So I don't know how you guys all.
Right, George, about that. I think that is how the law reads. Of course, that wasn't the same case with Obama. They created false documents. I still think that needs to be investigated. So let's switch gears here for a minute. So George
Higgins,
we know that he's single and ready to mingle. Huh? I think I personally found George's dream woman online.
What are you I'm talking just going to switch up.
Yeah, I didn't tell you. There's a thing, Media 15. You haven't seen it. Huh? I think this is the ideal woman for George. I think she has the right value system. George, play 15. You can comment on it afterwards. Obviously, I see you out in the chat. You were even doing it today in the you got chastised by Sam Bushman during the Flynn meeting that you were texting some girl. And somehow, Sam... let's play Media 15, and then I'm going to ask JR, do you think this is a good woman for George when we get through this? Let's do it quick.
We need
need to stop using the language of the left. Take the word trans, for example. I will not say trans. I substitute it with the word fake. So if someone's talking about a trans woman, I will say, oh, you mean a fake woman? Or common sense gun control. That's actually a constitutional infringement, also known as tyranny. And I will not say gender-affirming care. That's genital mutilation. Oh, and it's not a migrant crisis. It's an illegal alien invasion. And instead of calling people progressive, let's call them what they really are, retarded.
All right, I'm going to comment real quick.
Yes.
I called the Democrats retarded, and I got in trouble for it. It made national news.
Yeah, that's right. Let me comment, because Lance doesn't know what's going on. So, first of all, she talks too fast and a lot like you, Lance. So, that's just a picture in my head. So, that's a no-go.
What about second, her values, hold on, stop. Like her values?
Let me finish. Second, she's like a politician. They tell you everything you want to hear, right? She doesn't really curse. Third, all conservative women think like that and talk and have those values, what she just said. So there you go. She's out.
What if she's a good cook, George? Is there a chance then?
She's out. No. She reminds me of you the way she talks too much. No. Blew that
at the end of the day, I think you're wrong. So.
There's
a story that's been circulating. Is this the Black Swan event that everybody's been worried about? There's a lot of rumors that there's going to be four large clearinghouses in the federal system that are going to fail. This came out in London April 25th. The regulators must equip themselves with tools such as bail-in bonds, which, of course, here we were already hearing about bailouts, deal quickly with failed clearinghouses.
The hell? Sorry.
It's okay.
I'm bad.
Let's play Media 16, and then you guys tell me. We've heard lots of stories about black swans. We've heard about Disease X. We've heard about there won't be an election this year. We don't know what's going to trigger it. This gentleman seems to think that we're going to have these clearinghouses failing, and it's going to cause a major meltdown in our financial institutions.
I'm pretty sure this is the black swan event we've all been waiting for. All right, so for those who don't know what a clearinghouse is, put simply, they are the middleman between every buyer and seller, whether it's through stocks, options, fixed income. They ensure that whatever is being bought or sold is done smoothly and accordingly. All right, so there's more than just these four here, but these are the main four agencies. You got the DTC up top, NSCC, FICC, and OCC for options. Now, I can't imagine if just one went down, but if one were to go down, typically they'd all go down. Now, I'm not saying the agencies will go down, but if they were to, these guys would be the ones to fill in and step in and ensure that they don't go down. But if they were to go down, this is where it gets crazy. If the DTCC were to go down, this is the clearing corporation. If they were to go down and not be able to bail out any of the agencies, the next basically regulator to step in would be the SEC. Now, if the SEC doesn't have enough liquidity, which in my opinion, they don't, to bail out not only the agencies, but also the clearing corp, you're going to have the biggest market collapse of all time. Like, it'll make the Great Depression crash look like peanuts. And what if this guy right here knew this was coming all along? Like, think about it. What if he knew they were going to destroy themselves and he just came out and let them just do it because he knew it was going to happen regardless? Now, they're obviously going to pull some kind of other stunt, whether take us to war, do some kind of cyber attack. They'll never say it was because of this. They never will. They'll use some other kind of event to put the blame on, you know, just like 08-09, they blamed it all on Lehman. I don't know. It could be Citadel. Could be some other corporation. They're not going to blame it on themselves, I guarantee you. So maybe Trump comes out, tells us what really happened. I don't know how this ends, but I've got my popcorn ready and I can't wait.
What do you think, guys?
From what I remember about this, I think the SEC voted on this and it's taken about a year for it to go through. But I believe this was their way of dealing with a lot of market manipulation by hedge funds and you know, the other big money market manipulators. I don't necessarily think this could be a sign of failure. I think this is more of a sign of prevention of manipulation. But then again, all of that manipulation that's going on under this administration could essentially lead to this decision and this enforcement being more necessary now than it was last year.
Yeah. So the United States just recently adopted rules to force more of the trades in the $26 trillion U.S. Treasury market through clearers. And that's kind of the argument, that they don't have the liquidity to stabilize if there's any meltdown in any of the agencies. So you're talking about, and this is how the clearinghouse, the process, a lot of these are over-the-counter derivatives for people that understand that in contracts. And they've become behemoths because of this change. They're processing larger chunks of the $532 trillion market. And that's more than they ever did before. And that's what people are saying, that it's such a large number that it could create a systemic problem all the way across it. And obviously the regulators are raising alarms, and I'm always worried about telegraphing. George, what are your thoughts on this?
I don't know, Lance. I was just actually looking up something, but I don't know. Who knows what's going to happen? I say focus on getting Trump in office, screw all the other BS, and work on our elections. That's what we got to. That's what we got to focus on.
Yeah, I think you can't get, you obviously don't want to get misdirected. You want to do it that they're obviously the masters of the shell game or the three card Monty. They want us to look in one place so we don't do something else. JR, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you on social media? I don't know what else you've got working, if there's anything you're working on where you want to direct them to your website or anything else. Give everybody the info.
I'm on socials right now, on TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, all that, JR Majewski. Right now, I'm just staying active, supporting the president. This is the line in the sand. This is the hill we got to die on. So, I'm all gas, no brakes for President Trump. And, we'll see where the future leads. I've been considering starting up a podcast and a few other things, but, I'm right now just spending time with the wife that I've missed over the past, 3.5 years and, getting ready for battle.
That's good to hear. We need all the warriors on the battlefield. And of course, we appreciate everything you've done. Hopefully we'll see you in DC. That's the big plan. We hope there's many of us that we know are loyal to Trump and loyal to this country that will make a difference. I know you're one of them. I wish you were going to be in there sooner than later. We'll see what happens. I just want to say everything to subscribers and listeners. We really appreciate you guys. If you like the show, thumbs up. Subscribe, comment, share, short form, long form. We're never going to tell you can't use our content. We want you to wake up the country. Remember, we want to educate and unify the country one episode at a time. That's what we do here on the Big Mig Show. You want to follow G Ballantine on X. Obviously, you want to find JR and follow him, of course. The Big Mig Show on X. And of course, my own account, Lance Migliaccio, my personal account. And please join our community over on X. That's where we're leaking the early information on interviews. And of course, you can find us on all other social media platforms. If you can afford to subscribe to us on Rumble, it's $5 a month. We could always use the financial support. Rumble, Lawrence, tips are always greatly appreciated. You can do the same thing on Locals, or you can subscribe to us over on X. Same program, $5, pretty cheap. We put all that money back into the show and the rest. George, last words, what do you got, bro?
Don't
forget our guests, the guests we got coming up. Sorry.
Let's just
go.
Jeez.
Oh, you going there? Good.
I'm going. Take it easy. Nice. Don't forget.
I forgot.
Shut up, Lance. Base Records tomorrow night, 7 o'clock Eastern. Be there. We got fun times, music. I forget the name of the song, Lance. You probably know it, but we do have a show tomorrow night. Hunter got high. Then he got high. And then Friday, we got CEO. Tommy Robinson. So
CEO of Base Records, and that's obviously Tommy Robinson from the UK. V is for Victory. We'll have him on the show on Friday. Every time we have Tommy on, we're friends with him. That'll be an outstanding show. Don't miss it. Find us. Get over here. The Big Mig Show. And don't forget the Big Mig Talk radio show on Liberty News Radio. Get over there. It's a completely different show. You'll want to hear it. George.
See you guys tomorrow night. Have fun.
If we lose freedom here, there is no place to escape to. This is the last stand on Earth.
Gear up for your toughest jobs or your most rugged excursions. Introducing Sea of Mud Apparel, your go-to destination for clothing that embodies the relentless spirit of rural America. We were blue-collar before it was cool to say you work for a living. Let your clothes speak for you. Embrace quality, comfort, and the American way. Shop now at seaofmud.com.
Patriots, listen up. It's time to wake up and smell the freedom. Beard Vet Coffee is here to fuel your American spirit. This isn't just coffee. It's a battle cry in a cup, a declaration of love for the land of the free and the home of the brave. Crafted by the hands of those who've walked the walk, talked the talk, and, grown the damn beard. vet-founded, vet-focused, and beard-operated. This is coffee with a mission, a purpose, and a testament to the unyielding American spirit. It's a tribute to the tireless resolve that courses through the veins of our great nation. This is the taste of victory, the flavor of freedom, the coffee that stands as firm as our belief in America's destiny to lead and never to kneel. Beard Vet Coffee is more than a brand. It's a legacy steeped in the principles that make America great. It's for those who stand with pride under the stars and stripes, who uphold the values that light the torch of liberty for the world to see. So, are you ready to supercharge your day the American way? Beard Vet Coffee is not just a choice. It's a declaration of independence from mediocre mornings. Bold, brave, unbound. Brewed for the American patriot. Beard Vet Coffee. Make your mornings great again.
Welcome to the next generation of warfare, psychological warfare. In modern conflict, the mind is a potent weapon. Discover General Michael T. Flynn's groundbreaking guide, The Citizen's Guide to Fifth Generation Warfare. Unlock tactics, strategies, and the mindset to navigate this cognitive battlefield that we all find ourselves in. Equip yourself against manipulation and emerge unscathed. Unleash your potential. Order now.